Is your website pretty?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
I'm on a love magic.
Mind your business.
If you answered no, or kinda, to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design and our friends at Fresh Roasted Hosting. We love you. Thank you for checking us out on iTunes and Stitcher. We love you too. Thank you for the Pinterest interest. We love you too. We got a lot of love to go around. And of course, thank you Whiff Roasters in Lititz, Pennsylvania for turning me into a proud coffee snob. Coffee and chicory snob, especially. I just picked up a batch of coffee and chicory from them using their Three Amigos blend. I actually like it better than the Kick-Ass and Chicory blend, which is what I've been drinking for these last couple of months here, which is really, really good, mind you. But I do think this one's better. Either way, Whiff, I'll continue being your willful guinea pig for this goodness.
Is anybody here on a low budget?
As promised, I've got some tips for you this week. For all of you who are on a, hey, there's no worse feeling than pouring your heart and soul into your business, something you're really passionate about, and feeling like you can't compete online and get decent ranking and get found. Au contraire, mon frère. I just love saying that. It makes me feel bilingual. Today's show will lift your spirits with some legitimate advice you can put into practice. Seriously. By the way, last Friday I went to the Social Media at Work conference at Harrisburg University with our social media swami, Chris Bradley, and had the privilege of experiencing the presentation of Mark Schaefer, who has written numerous books on social media, including The Content Code. A must read, by the way. Absolute must read. I got to tell you, I don't normally like these kinds of events because too often the keynote speakers tend to be lecturers. And the presentations tend to be aseptic. This guy just blew my mind, and he packed more truth into an hour than I think I've ever witnessed before. Totally worth the price of admission himself. Chris will be on next week, and we will discuss some key learning points from the Social Media at Work conference, particularly Mark Schaefer's presentation. You don't want to miss this one. Trust me. Chris will be on next week, and we'll cover that. This week, we're talking about low-budget SEO, small-budget SEO. It's a topic that comes with a great big asterisk. I want you to know that to do SEO completely and properly, you need more than a small budget. I would be lying to your face and through your headphones, through your computer speakers, whatever, if I told you anything different. SEO has evolved greatly in the 6 years I've been doing it, and it has become much more of an ongoing process. To put this in perspective, my very first SEO client 6 years ago hired me to go in, fix titles and descriptions and content, etc., as well as filling out their local search engine listings. I did all of that and legitimately got them on the first page, in several cases, to number one for 9 out of 11 of our main keyword searches. And that happened within a matter of a couple of weeks. A lot has changed since then. That kind of progress is really unheard of anymore, unless there's funny business going on. And if there's funny business going on, you're going to pay for it later. But a lot has changed in the last 6 years, mainly with the scope of your keyword searches. You're casting a wider net. You have to, especially if you're on a... I've always believed in the power of blogging, even when many people just looked at it as an exercise in egocentricity. Blogging is your opportunity to share your heart and your expertise with visitors and build trust with them as the approachable expert. More on that in just a bit. The bottom line is that while you truly do need to budget for SEO, and to do it right is honestly not cheap, there are things you can do when you're on a small budget that will keep you as competitive as you can be until you can invest more. Bear in mind that these things are not the keys to the kingdom, and I guarantee that if you don't keep up with this stuff, whatever ranking you gain today can easily be lost tomorrow through neglect. However, If you do these things, you will be laying a great foundation for yourself. And if you maintain consistency in your blogging and in your social media, you will experience increase in traffic and you will experience an increase in interest in your business. And ultimately, you will experience an increase in business. Consistency is the name of the game. So I'm going to give you five major tips this week that you can use to put your business on the map, to improve your online presence, and lay a proper foundation for your future search engine optimization. The first tip seems obvious, but evidently it's not obvious at all since there are so many listings that remain unclaimed. Claim your Google My Business listing. Claim it now. Put this podcast on hold, on pause, right now, and go to google.com/business and make sure your listing has been claimed by you or by a representative you have authorized. And if your listing is claimed and you don't have your login information to access it, then as far as I'm concerned, your listing is not claimed. On one of our very first Mind Your Business podcasts, we said, and I will reiterate, SEO is not a spectator sport. It is ongoing, and you should have immediate access to all of your online profiles to keep up with them. Create a document and have all of your login information there. I've said it before, and it pains me to say it again, but it's the truth. If you treat this as an afterthought, then why should anyone treat you and your business as anything more than an afterthought? I really hate saying that. It hurts, but it's the truth. Why do you think I'm on here every week blathering about this stuff? I love you and I care. I've never met most of you, but in many, many ways, I've been in your shoes. And all of us here at Mind have been in your shoes. And in many ways, we're still in your shoes. Trying to help people run a legitimate business, survive and thrive in the worst economy we've truly seen since the Great Depression. The media wants to tell us the economy is rebounding. Meh. You and I know it's an ongoing struggle. Claim your Google My Business listing. No one thing is the proverbial keys to the kingdom, but this one is admittedly huge. It immediately affects how you appear online, and it's an immediate link to your website so people can get to know you and trust you. Now, your second tip. Don't forget Bing and Yahoo local listings. Access Bing Local at bingplaces.com and Yahoo Local at local.yahoo.com. Hey, I know what you're thinking, but Google has the lion's share of the search engine market. Yeah. Heck, there's even a running joke that Bing isn't an acronym for, but it's not Google. Truth is, there are a lot of factions, search engines, social media, and otherwise, that are trying to bring down Google. When you're as big as they are, you have to expect it, and they do, and they're prepared for it. DuckDuckGo is a more recent addition to the search engine wars. But there are always people nipping at their heels. It was recently reported that Bing now has a 20% search engine market share. Before you take that at face value, though, bear in mind that Bing is the default search engine on Xbox and on Apple iPhones and iPads. Thank you, Andy and Sarah, two of the brilliant minds at Mind for everything's plural with me today. But thank you, Andy and Sarah, for bringing that to my attention, because that's important stuff. That is a market of people who are the least likely to change their default search engine settings. So they're mostly going with Bing by default, which still counts. To quote the great philosopher Jerry Seinfeld, not that there's anything wrong with that. But truly, Bing saw an opportunity and they took it, and it seems to be working for them. It remains to be seen what the long-term effects will be, but in the meantime, make sure you've properly filled out your Bing and Yahoo local profiles. Cover all of your local profile bases. It will only help you. And bear in mind, whether that 20% search engine market share is accurate or not for Bing, that has been reported as news, and people will be affected by it. Once it has been reported, it can be an influencer, and we must take it into account. Now, your third tip. I'm only going to touch on this briefly because we covered it in detail on our previous podcast from February 19th, entitled Google Has No SEO Partners, PPC is Not SEO, and SEO is Not PPC, and WTF is Not LOL. That is a shameless plug for that podcast, but I stand behind it. Make sure that you don't get PPC confused with SEO. PPC, of course, if you're drawing a blank there, it's pay-per-click advertising. They are separate entities, but there are a lot of SEOs who blur the lines and make it confusing. It's important that you understand that they are two separate entities. PPC is pay-per-click advertising, and SEO is organic listings. Don't get the two confused and treat them with mutual respect in your efforts. And if anyone uses the term Google certified partner with regard to SEO, you know you don't want to work with them because they're blurring the lines. Now, take a break, have some coffee, a soda, a water, or some pomegranate juice. And when we come back, I've got two more solid tips for you and how you can give your business a legitimate chance to be found, even if you're on a small budget.
Three words. Mind your
roadhouse.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services, they've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
If you have a question you want answered on a future podcast, visit MindDND.com/podcast and click on the Podcast Questions Ask Now button. We love your questions. Keep them coming.
And we are back with the Mind Your Business podcast, talking about what you can do to legitimately improve your online ranking, improve your SEO. If you're on a... This stuff just gets me pumped up because I know a lot of you are listening, and a lot of you small business owners are thinking that this stuff is just an exercise in futility and you've been pulling your hair out for a while. Well, I hope this podcast is helping to, repurpose your hair. In the first segment, we covered claiming your Google My Business listing and not assuming it's been claimed, claiming your Bing and Yahoo local listings, and making sure that you know that PPC and SEO are not the same, so you don't get ripped off by those who like to blur the lines. Those are the first three tips. So, the fourth tip I have for you is this. It's another pretty simple one, too. Use your Facebook page and your social media. Use it. I mentioned earlier and on previous podcasts about the importance of your blog for communicating with your audience and building up trust. Hey, I know that some of what you have to say can be found elsewhere on the internet, but people need to hear it from you, in your words, from your unique perspective. Give yourself some credit, huh? Your blog page is your opportunity to share your knowledge, expertise, and helpful tips with your audience. It's also an opportunity to share your own humanity and bring people into your business and what actually goes into doing what you do. I mean, imagine, put yourself in your audience's shoes. If they can get a peek into what you do, don't you think that'll make them care more about your brand, your product, and ultimately you? Because there is a human beating heart behind your business. At the Social Media at Work conference last Friday, Mark Schaefer gave a great example of a winemaker who posted numerous brief, say, 2-minute videos of him in the field at work. And his videos brought you into the heart of his business. One video in particular really hit me hard. It showed him kneeling and inspecting what were obviously decimated grapevines with hardly anything on them. And he said, very simply, this is what a 15-minute hailstorm can do. Powerful stuff. Human stuff. No matter what you do in your business, you go through some major ups and downs and ride an emotional roller coaster like anybody else. Don't be afraid to share this with your audience. This is how you build interest in your brand. I've said it so many times, and I'll say it till the day I die. People want to know there is a living, breathing, beating heart behind your business, because by investing in your product or service, they ultimately are investing in you. Corporate America has driven the concept of keeping business and personal separate into the ground to the point of contradiction. These same entities, and I know there are exceptions, but you understand what I'm saying here. This stuff has been pounded into our heads for years. And these same entities that will say you have to keep business and personal separate are the very entities that will turn right around and talk about how their work environment and staff are like a big family. Excuse me? Baking powder? Yes, I just went Wayne's World on you there. Contradiction. We have no room for that in the transparent world of modern internet marketing and SEO, and that's why so many companies are clueless and continue to invest in the snake oil salesmen who tell them exactly what they want to hear in accordance with what they've been systematically instructed to say. Use your blog page to share your knowledge, your expertise, your heart, and use your Facebook and your other social media platforms. LinkedIn is prime if you're a B2B company. Use your social media to broadcast the information you post on your blog 2 or 3 times a week. More is better, but you want to set a minimum of 2 to 3 times a week. Your social media can really drive some good traffic to your site as long as you have something good for your visitors waiting for them on your site. Now, tip number 5, get a link on Best of the Web and submit to dmoz.org. Best of the Web is one of the oldest and most trusted directories on the internet. It is the exception to the rule that you don't pay for links. Google trusts Best of the Web, and it's worth the money. It's about $200 or $300 a year to have a Best of the Web linking for your site. It's really that simple. Again, one of the oldest and most trusted directories on the internet. Google trusts them. Just go to botw.org. While you're at it, go to dmoz.org. and submit your website for inclusion there. The DMOZ link is free, but fair warning, it could take you months and several resubmissions before you actually show up on there. So don't get discouraged, just stick with it. It takes a while because it's free, and therefore it's volunteers who keep it alive. Like Best of the Web, DMOZ is one of the oldest directories on the web and one of Google's most trusted directories. It is worth the extra effort to try to get a link from them. Again, it's going to take a while. But again, links are not the be-all and end-all, but they still count, especially when they're high-quality links like these. Now, a quick bonus tip for you. Make sure you at least have geo meta tags in your website code to indicate your geographical location to the search engine bots. A lot of people don't think about this, and you would be amazed at how many of your competitors don't have this. Just because you have your website showing up, your address showing up on your website better be showing up. Just because you have the address of your business showing up on your website does not mean that you have geo meta tags in there. Make sure it is done properly. Really, schema data is most preferable. You want to have it done with schema.org data, but at least make sure you have geotags there. Thank you so much for listening to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, presented by Mind Development and Design and our friends at Fresh Roasted Hosting. We all really hope you found this information helpful and empowering for you to improve and get more out of your online presence. Thank you, Whiff Roasters in Lititz, Pennsylvania, for keeping me caffeinated with the Three Amigos and Chicory blend. Thank you for listening on iTunes and Stitcher, and for the interest on Pinterest. Send us your questions through Facebook, comment on our podcast page, email us at info@minddnd.com. We love your questions. Keep them coming. Or you can just click that curiously strong Ask a Question button on the right side of our podcast page. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you here next week.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
Ow! Roadhouse.